When this man set out to find his fortune, he was told he'd need to dig his grave when he got there. He decided to mock those who made fun of him with the name of his new town. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1877, Ed Shefflin left Fort Huachuca in present-day Arizona looking for a place to strike precious minerals.
Out of all of the mountains, he came this way. And Fort Huachuca is about 20 miles away from us. So for him to come this way and to be told that, well, you're probably going to fry in your headstone because you're probably going to die because of the Indians.
Julie Vanderdawson shares the story from the town he established. He made three mining claims here.
Graveyard 1, Graveyard 2, and Tombstone. And Tombstone was the one that he struck it rich at.
The actual town of Tombstone was established in 1879. Within a few years, the area was growing so fast, an entirely new county was needed to handle the town's business.
We split off of Pima County, and we became Cochise County. Then, of course, you have to have a county courthouse seat, so it's got to go somewhere. So it was here, because everything was happening here, and not anywhere else. It was really here. People were coming off of stagecoaches like crazy.
The first and only courthouse was built in 1882. It still stands, and is quite a structure to see. Its high ceilings and grand staircase greeted those who headed to court, as well as those being dragged into the jail.
When you first walk in the doors are 14 and a half feet tall. The stairs are antique. We've tried to just keep them as old as they can be without people falling through them.
In 1929, the county seat moved to Bisbee as this town's mining days began to wane. But the courthouse is now a museum to this city. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.